25. The last weekend of March, Saturday and Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high of 80.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. The phone lines are open. We've had some pretty spicy calls tonight. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Jimmy Hill joining me in the studio. You were going to go into something in detail, and I cut you off before we went to the break, and you were talking about the illegal immigration aspect.
Yeah, there's a couple of decent documentaries available on the damage done to the countries that the immigrants are leaving. The people who are coming in illegally, they tend to be the cream of the crop. They tend to be the people that you'd most likely want to stay and save a nation that was in trouble, and they're leaving because the nation's in trouble. I hate to say it, we were in a nation-building business for so long as a country. I think people kind of soured to the idea of putting all the resources in and trying to clean up the drugs and the other violent things, especially in South America. But the dividends are paid, and now we're seeing the other side of that. We just let it go, and then they all leave and come here, and we have to deal with a shifting economic immigration disaster that's occurring. And it is a disaster, and I agree with our president that it has to be addressed. I hate that it has to be a wall. I see a lot of mechanical and structural problems with something like that. But that was my point is we should put that money and those resources into building those countries where people want to live there and want to be there. And that would be a better situation. Just look at Venezuela. It used
to be one of the best economies on earth.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And now there's no one there to do the work.
It's collapsing. It's absolutely imploding.
When it collapses on itself, those that are in power will revert more and more to indentured servitude to get things done without pay. And then it'll rotate into slavery. And then eventually the entire economy there will collapse, and yep, we'll have to go and bail them out.
It's done. I mean, it already has in that situation. It's unfixable unless you just go in there and spend the billions or trillions now that it would take to just turn it around. And it's regime change. I hate to say it. We did it for a long time. I'm not a big fan that it has to happen. But when you get bad people in charge, you remove them.
It's truly amazing to see how the slightest little blip in anyone's economy, we've mentioned it here on the show quite a bit, that we are all one or two paychecks away from being homeless.
Right.
But when you look at that compared to another country's economy, small little things can set back even some of the richest corporations in those countries that then have to lay off workers, which then causes housing crisis, which then cause foreclosure issues. It just continues it's a snowball rolling downhill.
In this country, the media, one or two news stories have, historically toppled the economy. They've on purpose. And sometimes it takes more. And we're a very, very healthy, very large, very diverse economy. So it takes some doing. They have to chip away at it a little bit. But in a country that's smaller, that's like an oil-rich economy like Venezuela was, you just hit one sector and you start the dominoes falling.
If you look what happened Thursday, well, Monday was bad enough when Boeing had to get on board and agree with the president that all of those aircraft should remain grounded. And I mentioned from the very beginning that it was nothing more than a software glitch.
Right.
Just a software glitch on an angle of attack vane, and there was no way to override it for the pilots. They didn't know what they were seeing when they're in their computer displays, which is a big problem with aviation nowadays. Everything's gone to computers, and back in the old days, we call them steam gauges, where you actually had dials and things that told you stuff. Now you're just staring at computer screens, just like having two big iPads in front of you. And so they have now fixed the problem by adding a light to the panel. that tells you that the AOA, the angle of attack indicator sensor, is not talking well with the computer systems on board. And they've activated a button where you can press the button and it will allow you to override that sensor and therefore not dive at the ground. But, right. You know, they had to upload that software. They had to get that fix for that sensor in place. But in the process, Boeing dropped 4 percentage points on their individual stock. And that, even for a company the size of Boeing, 4 percentage points is a huge, huge drop. And then, of course, kind of interesting, airline based in Jakarta, Indonesia. There's the bastion of technological know-how right there, decided that they were going to cancel their order for 47 737 MAX 8s, and that they would in turn buy other lines that Boeing is still making. They just didn't want any of the 737 MAX 8s. Well, right off the bat, the best plane that Boeing could put them in was 47 planes they canceled. It was $58 million in the contract was just gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Vanished.
Right. You know, business is precarious, and the economy's, you know, doesn't take much to trip it up.
No.
And I watched a boat company, this is a smaller story, just I'll go through it really quick. He built this amazing boat, and the first one he sold to somebody who was a magazine editor in that industry is a sailboat, and they took it out in nearly a hurricane, and they destroyed the boat and sank it, and the company's done because somebody made a horrible decision. That was one person made a bad choice. They jumped out into a situation that no one ever should have gone in a boat, and they broke the boat, and they broke the steering on it, and eventually it floundered, and that mm-hmm. company, you know, all of that. Just imagine what it would take to build a big sailboat, and it was a really beautiful catamaran. It was a very capable boat, but they took it where it didn't belong, and they broke it, and there went the company.
Well, I don't think we'll ever see that with something like Boeing, because they make billions and billions of dollars off the government and then on the space program and defense systems. There are multiple different layers of Boeing outside of just the commercial airline market. But we have situations, this will be something that will be akin to you. When I was 16 years old, my dad gave me a choice for my 16th birthday. He'll either buy me a boat or buy me a new car. Well, I had the hand-me-down car, and that was great. And none of my other friends were getting boats for their birthday, so I thought, wow, that's cool. So he bought me a 16-foot Glastron V165 with a 70-horsepower motor, boat, motor, trailer, everything. And it was an old, tall-stack, four-cylinder, 50-horsepower motor. And so it would move. It was back in the day when 50 horsepower meant 50 horsepower directly to the ship.
You were that kid on Pottsburg Creek.
I was that kid on Pottsburg Creek. And so what happened is Glastron was a fantastic boat, hand laid up, extra thick gel coat. Then they got bought out by AMF, the bowling ball company.
Right, I remember.
Who also bought out Sea Ray Boats, one of the best boat manufacturers around, and then at the same time ended up buying Maxim Boats. So now you have Sea Ray, top of the line, Maxim directly under that, then Glastron directly under that, and then bowling ball AMF directly under that, and then they bought Harley Davidson for a short period of time.
Right.
And they tanked every single one of those. I used to fly for Sea Ray doing their perspective stuff with their helicopters. Every time a new boat line would come out, we'd chase the boat and film it. Well, you know, when you trash the company and you run it into the ground, nobody's going to buy it. Sea Ray now in Titusville is all but closed.
Right. You know, it's interesting. And, you know, you watch a city when they ignore their local small businesses like Jacksonville's done. It's being felt. The marine industry devastated by the closing of the boat show, even though they have a skeleton, a shell of an event. It's not the same as it was. So little things have big prices.
I truly believe that the small businesses at the landing could have been assisted by the city.
Should have been.
And could have been, should have been. And you know, I watched an interview with a lady the other night that her and her husband were actually going to close their business 2 months ago.
Yep.
And then they decided once the city started wreaking interest at buying people out of their leases, they stayed open, even though they didn't want to. They stayed open so that the city would buy them out of their lease. So they're going to get a cash profit and a windfall off of having their business fail.
Good for them.
And good for them. I mean, they suffered through not having customers for how long?
Years. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberinjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. Finish up the last, about 40 minutes. Boy, time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
It truly does. Finishing up the last 40 minutes of this week's edition of I don't know what we're going to do next week. We're all over the map for next week. I know on Monday, the last word in politics, I'll be ranting and raving once again and talking about what we're going to do going forward. We had a caller at the beginning of the show talking or asking whether or not I think the Jaguars owner is going to be involved going forward in some of the stuff that are along the waterfront there. And Mary came in and said, already is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mary, for that comment. You know, I keep going back, as I have many times, to the idea that we don't have enough billionaires here in Jacksonville to work the system well. And I have a friend who's from Indianapolis, and they get a lot of stuff done up there because they have four different individuals that are multi-billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And they each individually compete over who's going to get the credit for doing this or the credit for doing that, and they kind of compete with each other. And ultimately, in the end, the citizenry wins out.
Right.
Because if one particular time someone supports a project that tends to, you know, help out only the upper echelon of a particular portion of the society. Then another billionaire comes in and says, well, you know, you didn't serve the needs of these people, so now I'm going to, and I'm going to look good for the next couple of months. And it goes back and forth. But see, we don't have that here. So our owner only serves the need of the entrenched wealthiest members of our society and the most influential members of our society. And I explained that to someone with respect to the Jaguars about a month ago, and it was like a light bulb. And I'm not talking about a light bulb in your living room. I'm talking about a 500-watt mercury vapor metal hydride stadium light came on in this guy's head when I told him there are a million people nearly in Jacksonville, and there are well over a million people in the listening area of the local television stations here. But yet, our ownership cares only really about 50 or 60,000 people that show up on any given Sunday. That's really all that matters, because that's where the tickets come from. And then as far as the revenue, in addition to that, millions and millions of dollars made up off of the TV rights. You know, all of the TV game program is where really the money is. You can't afford to pay someone like our new quarterback. When I say our, wow, I can't believe I caught myself saying that. The new quarterback, $88 million, which $44 million of that is guaranteed.
Right.
Think about that. $88 million
to play a game, of which $44 million is guaranteed. So, you know, if I was him, I'm telling you, this is the flaw in my personality. If I was him, the first season, I'd play pretty good, and then I'd deliberately tank. I'd deliberately tank so that they would kick me off the team, because I get $44 million guaranteed. I'm 57 years old. I can go a long way with $44 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, who writes a contract with over half of it guaranteed? It's crazy.
Well, it's better than the contract that we have as a city to protect with the our interest.
Right, exactly.
Which I haven't ever seen.
Oh, I've seen it. It's a giveaway. When the Weavers and some of the movers and shakers in town went after this NFL contract, we sold our souls to get this team. I can tell you that when it comes up for renegotiation, there's not a single person who's used to negotiating contracts that won't look at this and say, this is a sweet deal. So when Paul Harden, the lobbyist, steps up to the plate and says, we want the same deal for another 25 years, or we want a better deal,
right,
or we're going to walk, well, the city will cave and they'll give them the same deal.
Here was my kind of opinion on the whole football thing. I see its value. You know, I'm not an anti-football guy. I'm not an anti-Jaguar guy. I see the value that a sports franchise can bring to a city in the way of pride, in the way of, but the problem is they're not delivering. They're just not delivering. And that's, and the thing that's most disturbing is that they were clearly intending to move. And they say, oh, no, they weren't. But every piece of evidence and every, even the sports commentators finally got tired of pretending it wasn't going to happen. They started ripping the lid off of it and started talking about it. What protection do we have as taxpayers if they do that?
There is no clawback.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see is, you know, and now the ridiculous conversation about a new stadium is, and I don't know if that was a distraction. If it was, I give them credit because it was a good one, because it took you off of something else. But to be honest with you, I just want to see some protection built in for taxpayers. I'm not anti-football. I think it has real value. When they're winning, it has a major uptick, but the downside is it has the same negative effect when they're losing, and they've done that more than the
other. But I wish someone could step forward and give me one business that's come to town.
Well, I agree on that.
It's just not out there.
It's not, and I guess this is the part that's not said a lot too. So because someone is a billionaire, and I'm not going to say anything bad about Shad Khan because he has the potential to help our community, but I don't know if that's what it's about. I think it's more about helping him be a better billionaire. He's really good at it. I give him full credit. I'm a capitalist. I love it. Really, I'm 100% in favor of it. But our government is the problem. We should have a layer of protection built in. Someone in that system needs to look out for us, for the taxpayer.
And I feel exactly the same way. I don't dislike Shad Khan. I don't.
I don't know him.
I've met him one time.
But he's pure potential for the city, and he has the ability to do great things. But if the door's open, and you're someone who's inspired by money, and the door's open to just rip through a community and harvest it,
right?
That's what it feels like to me as a person just watching, who's just an observant citizen. It feels like it's very one-sided.
When you look
at the money spent and the investment made on our side, on the taxpayer side,
$47 million for the largest TVs in the world for 16. I got to do the math. It was 16 or 17 days until the Daytona International Speedway.
I got to say this too. I don't think it's about football. I think it's about land. I think the whole thing. I think football is the carrot that gets the trillions made on land deals. And I think it's about our port. I think it's more to do with our port than anything else. And that's the kind of talk that gets people looking at you going, oh my goodness, you know, conspiracy. No, look at what's being done. Look at the preparation. Look at the contacts being made and the millions of dollars being injected into the community from third party foreign nations for no reason other than just good friendship. Out of the blue, the same nations that buy ports and the same contacts. I just think it's a much bigger issue.
Well, you have to applaud him for his ability to turn, you know, plastic 5-mile-an-hour bumpers into.
Well, no, I'm a fan. I got to say that. I'm not saying that to ever. I don't think I'll ever be in favor with anybody in this city until politically. Powers, you know, until I win something, quite frankly. I mean, you're not winners are in favor and losers are not. But as a citizen who's just observant, I love the fact that a billionaire can make $1 billion in this nation, no matter where they come from, no matter who they are. That is what makes America America. Right. It's what makes it great. And I'm a huge fan. I just think that, and again, I got to say, I'm going to repeat myself. I don't do that very often, but the issue isn't with Shad Khan or the Jaguars or the football. It's with the fact that nobody in our government set up the proper safety net for our investment. I laugh because my business got crushed because of a bad contract. I was never availed an opportunity to write a better contract. We were never given the chance. This situation, the taxpayers do not have that same protection. They have no contract.
So here's my question for you. We've talked about the boat show.
Right.
People that know you and followed your campaign know that it had to do with the Jacksonville Boat Show, which went on for, what, 20 plus years?
Right, 21 years. 21
years.
Of flawless, absolute perfection with no late bills,
so
no anything. And then
wouldn't it behoove you to say, nah, 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 if you went to Fernandina or St. Augustine, and those communities would probably receive you with open arms?
We've studied it and literally looked at it in fine detail. And the required elements to do a successful event are very precise, and Jacksonville had them. And we were super fortunate to have a unique opportunity with proper parking, proper amount of land. We used a venue in a very unique way. We recreated the use of a venue that was not a venue. It was a park, and we had the benefit of a marina. There were many things that Jacksonville's misfortune helped us succeed. We used an empty marina. Nobody else has an empty marina because nobody else is dumb enough to leave a marina empty forever. Ironically, it worked out well. The city of Jacksonville adopted a policy where they kept a transient marina, and that's very good. It's just not utilized real well, and there's a lot of reasons for that. But so I'm not going to cry over our 21 years of success. We were just smashed because we politically stepped in front of something that was supposed to be a secret. It was supposed to be quiet, and they're still keeping it a secret. This whole landing situation is the exact same thing that crushed my business is playing out. They're looking to mitigate that lease and that the fact that it's in a trust, and it'll play out. And the good news is eventually it'll hopefully be seen in court, and everyone will see and they'll understand, and sadly the taxpayers will pay again.
That's a real shame.
It is
eye-opening each time you get into these forays into finding out someone's motivation. You understand that there's a dark side to just about everything
that happens.
There
is. There's something nasty behind everything that this city's done in some way.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Jimmy Hill and Karen Morton joining me in the studio tonight for kind of an election wrap-up. About another 20 minutes when we return from this break. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8222. 855. You'd like to reach me on Facebook. I know I've got 20 plus comments here. I'll try to get to a few of them and we'll read them to you when we get back. Join us, won't you?
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump is sitting in Mar-a-Lago waiting, and everybody else is as well. Attorney General William Barr scoured Special Counsel Robert Mueller's confidential report on the Russia investigation with his advisors today, deciding just how much Congress and the American public will get to see about the two-year probe into the allegations that President Trump and Moscow tried coerced and worked together to get Mr. Trump elected. Those allegations are at the center of that report. Barr was on pace to release his first summary of the findings tomorrow. A closely watched yellow vest protest march in Paris ended peacefully today, although police did have to fire tear gas and on some masked protesters after it dispersed. Tensions erupted in other cities around France as well. This is SRN News.
Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start out on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. To make room for Boger's new spring arrivals, they're clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices, which include brands like Dansko, Nayot, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. You can also save another 10% by simply liking Boger Shoes on Facebook or following them on Instagram. Just show that info on your phone at checkout to receive your 10% discount. For over 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And this month, the Boger family congratulates Kendrick Gwent for receiving his Podorthis license, which brings the total to 4 board-certified Podorthis on staff, which further enhances the relief they can provide for most any foot problem. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
The 7-day extended Jacksonville forecast. Tonight clear and cool, low 53. Sunny again tomorrow and 77. Sunday night partly cloudy, dropping to 58. Monday sunshine, 81 the high. Partly sunny Tuesday in the mid-70s. Wednesday a mix of sun and clouds with a breeze and cooler, only 64. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, topping out at 75. The last weekend of March, Saturday and Sunday, cloudy with showers and a high of 80.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. 20 minutes to go in this week's edition of I'm Speaking Plainly. Join me on Mondays and Fridays for The Last Word in Politics. Tuesday, The Last Word in Insurance. I moderate that show. Wednesday, The Last Word in Real Estate with Rapid File Real Estate and Anita Hiles. And then Thursday is the Financial Safari. And I don't moderate that show, so I don't know exactly what goes on during that period of time. But Monday and Friday, obviously, we start the week and we end the week with politics. We try to bring you guys some updates on things. We, in some of the conversations, it was, Bill, are we going to talk about anything tonight other than local? Yeah, we will. We can go anywhere you want to go. And I noticed that you were talking about the Mueller investigation. Two plus years.
Yeah.
Of searching out and reaching out for our some kind of collusion with our president, and we found none. 36 indictments. Some were with the campaign, but all relative to things that happened prior to the campaign.
Yep.
And had nothing to do with the campaign.
While employed by Hillary Clinton.
In certain cases, yes,
in some
absolutely.
Cases.
So it's been a witch hunt, as President Trump has said.
Mm-hmm.
Has it damaged his presidency? I think it was damaging his presidency until it came out that, boom, he was right all along, that there was no collusion and it was a witch hunt. And so that's where we go from there. I'm not exactly sure. It's Nick. Okay. That's Nick? All right. Well, let's bring him up. Go ahead, Nick.
Bill, I wanted to talk about the conditions of the schools here in Duval County. And how the Florida lottery, how the money with the word enhancement for education redirected money to universities instead of putting it into the public school system here in Duval County. Because at one time back in 86 when it was approved, this county was getting about $30 million just for this county. Now it's down to 10.
Really?
So they effectively transferred $20 million of that dollars went to universities when the intention for the lottery money was to help the kids in kindergarten through 12th grade so they had a chance to go to college. And you could work to get your own federal loan when you're 16 so you can go to college. You wouldn't take the money away from the elementary schools. And it was for teachers, for supplies is what they originally wanted to do. And they took the word enhancement, and Tallahassee just took the money from the budget for education from my taxes, put it into another fund, and let the lottery come in and supplement what they took out. So they stole all that money from communities here that could use it.
The only thing that I can and say relative to the lottery is a couple of things. First of all, my father taught me the only way to win is not to play, and that every time you don't play, you win that dollar. So that was the first thing. But you're right. The lottery has been a carrot hung in front of the citizenry's face for many, many years with the idea that it was going to go towards school and education at the primary level. And somehow or another, it's continued to become a smaller and smaller percentage each and every year. And I don't believe that the school systems have ever gotten their just deserves relative to the millions and millions of dollars that are made off the lottery each and every year. So, we go down a slippery slope when we start doing these games of chance. We're going to go down another slippery slope when it comes to medical marijuana. And now, because of Governor DeSantis' signature, the smokable marijuana. Because we're going to get into a situation where law enforcement is not going to want to take the time when they walk by someone on a street corner, even though you're not supposed to be smoking in public, and you walk by a guy who just walking by you gives you a contact high because his clothes and his hair and everything else reeks of it. It's going to be difficult for the law enforcement community to disseminate between the guy that's got the prescription for medical marijuana and he just left his house and is walking down the street to get some chips for his munchies at the corner store and the guy that's been standing around behind the corner store selling bags of weed to all the high school kids down the street. So what happens is law enforcement does, as they do in so many cases, throw their hands up in the air and said, you know what? What do we win if we go after this guy? And so this whole idea of medical marijuana, smokable marijuana, I was having a discussion with someone from my high school class just recently, within the last couple of days, about the oil, the drops that you can get that supposedly mm-hmm. do the exact same thing and contain all the good stuff, but according to these experts, it doesn't get into your system as fast unless you smoke it, and it goes into your lungs, and then it gets into your bloodstream quicker, and blah, 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 which to me seems like a marketing ploy just to be able to sell more people.
While we're talking about subjects that we can't fix, let me gripe about one that's
okay.
that I saw the other day, and the marijuana one is just a Pandora's box. It's clearly about something else. Everything seems to be about something
Everything's
else.
Everything's about something else, but, yeah.
So I was driving down the road the other day. I was coming back over the Fuller Warren Bridge. I'm sorry, the Buckman Bridge, The most dangerous bridge in Florida that kills more people than any other bridge, probably statistically, with maybe the exception of some bridges in the Keys. And they've forced a lane change because of a toll road on that bridge now, on the southbound side of that bridge, if you're heading east, basically, on the bridge, because they're going to add a toll lane. Mm-hmm. And the signs are being uncovered now. So there are going to be more crashes on that bridge than there ever have been. How is it that nobody interferes with that and moves that a mile or two down the road to force those lane changes after you exit the bridge? How is it that no one in our government catches that? I mean, while we're just crying about things that are horrifically wrong with society and our government, we know them to be bad, that one would have been easy to catch. Somebody should have caught that. If you drive that bridge next time, you see that the signs are starting to be exposed because the cloth cover has torn, and now you realize, look, they're going to force a right-hand lane change on a bridge that already throws people off the bridge regularly because right. of lane changes. It's crazy to me.
Well, the whole idea of, we're going to back you up in traffic, but if you pay, you can ride in this fast lane over yeah. here. Now, I believe in HOV lanes, high occupancy vehicle lanes. I believe in that 100%. But to charge people
right.
for the rights and the use of
it. I thought Duval County
wrong.
Got rid of tolls.
Yeah,
one
that's
time.
What was, that's yeah. what many people
there
thought
was some,
for a
some
long
some politician
time.
That claimed that it was his claim to fame, and everybody loved him for it. And mm-hmm. I don't. If he could keep him out again, I think he would. If he would stand against him again, he'd probably gain great leverage. But I don't hear a peep out of him.
Well, yeah, okay, that would be because the Curry administration's pushing for his. Re-election.
I've heard that.
Yeah, well, favor is a favor. And they're doing it while we have a good conservative Republican running for council, Greg Rochelle.
That was my point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was trying to make your point really, really clear. Greg Rochelle is the Republican conservative.
Greg was in the studio here, and he was kind enough. He was in the studio with Jimmy, and he was kind enough to say, this is not about me tonight. I don't really want to speak, but I'm here in support of Jimmy Hill.
Yeah.
And
Greg is a good guy.
I would like to have him back on the show soon to where he can talk about himself. I was surprised. It was 42%
mm-hmm.
to 38%. There was someone else running in the race, too, that snagged a few percentage
15%,
points.
15%. It was a Democrat.
So if that Dem does not throw his voters to Tommy Hazzuri,
right.
then you have an upset there.
Well, plus, you're looking at the second election, the general election of Unitary. And you think we had a bad turnout this time?
Oh, it'll be 8 or 9% probably.
It'll be, yeah. We've only got 5 council races. And the people who are going to show up, again, are going to be the Republicans. I'm telling you. Greg Rochelle has a really, really good chance, except that we've already, the president of council, our Republican president of council, has already publicly come out and said, hey, we're behind you, buddy. You're a friend of mine and you always will be. I'm voting for you. And is pushing Hazzuri.
Yeah,
this is absurd.
The Build-A-Bear City Council still continues to go on, and well, we got five more
City
chances
Council.
Now these last 5 races, if they come out the wrong way, we're just picking out the clothes that the bear is going to wear.
Well, that's pretty much true. But I think we've got really good chances of picking up these seats. And a couple of these guys are really, really wonderful. Terrence Freeman is a good guy. Greg Rochelle is a wonderful guy. I'm telling you, those two, we need to get elected. Absolutely.
I'm concerned, though, that Terrence Freeman might drink the Kool-Aid because he's a Republican and might go along with the rest of the crew because he doesn't want to make waves on council. I'm concerned about that.
I'm hoping that he doesn't. I've known Terrence for a long time, and I trust him. He's a good conservative.
Well, don't get
I can't
sucked into that, Karen. I've known people for a long time that were good friends.
I know. I do get it.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I've picked out some interesting comments from the 20-plus people that are out there texting and listening to us tonight. I'm going to read some of those when we get back. Join us on the backside, won't you?
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your healthcare. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Men suffering from ED or PE, an important message from Men's Choice Medical Center.
I'm Dr. Sheikh, MD. Have pills like Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra let you down? At Men's Choice Medical Center, our custom blended medications have guys lasting longer than ever. No pain, no surgery, and it's affordable.
Call 904-600-3133. Guaranteed results first visit, and we'll check your testosterone levels for free. 904-600-3133.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking.
Never mind.
You were, yeah, got a little smokable medical marijuana over there? Just kidding. No, I know that Tom was off in a different world, never pressed the button, and Tom never makes mistakes. He truly does not, and I have to ridicule him every single time it happens.
Because, yeah, you know, they want us to have the TVs on in the studio.
That's right.
And they do.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to be watching. You're not supposed to be watching the Victoria's Secret runway models. It's supposed to be news.
This girl was just like, it's on NBC. This girl was just... My dad was a natural athlete, okay? My dad could skate so well, ice skate, water ski, anything. Wow. So well that they used to ask him if he was a Boston Bruins
hockey
talent guy, yeah. Whatever they call those people that look for new talent.
Mm-hmm.
This girl just did, a spin like I've never seen in my life. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, sorry we missed it when we were running a political commentary show over here.
Well,
but you keep up your end over there. We'll do good.
I would have liked to have seen it.
Yeah, we just didn't get a chance. On my TVs over here, I get CNN and Fox and the Ellen show.
No, we have the same thing. The skating show is going on, the skating tournament.
All right, just add credibility.
Well, actually, no, the Bill Hayes show is actually going on.
Well, yes, the
All
Bill
right.
Hayes show.
So we've been in 100 different directions, and I did promise this, so as soon as the computer loads up here, Marcy's a regular contributor. Marcy said, I'm glad to hear Mr. Hill is on the show with you tonight. Unlike other candidates that seem to have disappeared back into the woodwork where they will soon rear their heads for the next election, he is staying in the forefront, and I hope that he runs again soon. That was from Marcy.
That's awesome, and it's funny. I was thinking all the people that worked and supported me, and I really left out the most important thing. I actually got a text from my mom, which is really funny, and she said, you didn't thank the voters, and she's absolutely right, and that's who I need to thank first and foremost, is people that believed in what we were doing, understood that it was something different. And thank you so much to anybody out there that took a chance and voted on somebody that wasn't the chosen one, and thank you so much.
You carried 7 or 8% of the vote, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something.
How many votes did that equate to? Do you have any
11,000 or
11,000?
Something
like that, yeah.
You know,
less than a dollar per vote spent. We literally spent less than a dollar to their $64 is what I read.
Yeah, you went into the campaign with the idea that we can run a campaign without having to, you know, mortgage the home and go. And you did a great job. Here's another call. This John Two Shoes. I know that's not your real name, John, so I'm not even going to go there. But John Two Shoes. Some of the names on Facebook are amazing.
Right.
They're supposed to be your real name or something that people call you. Now, if they call you John Two Shoes in real life, well, more power to you, brother. Anyway, John Two Shoes said that he met you at a campaign event.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's his name. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Met you at a campaign event. He voted for you, and he certainly hopes that you run again because you have a great message. You have a great message. You were just, and then he started another sentence. You have a great message, and then you were just shut out. Okay.
Right.
He must have gone back and edited because he left another part.
We were definitely not supposed to be where we were. That's undeniable.
I don't think you feel shut out though, do you?
In the beginning, completely.
Okay.
Totally. Now, at the end, no. I mean, at the end, no. And this is not spilt milk. Do what you want. Say what you want about me. I got thick skin. I don't care. None of this is spilt milk. It's just open dialogue about the process, and the process is flawed. I mean, I think if you don't know that in this country, if you don't know that there's a lot of work to be done in the process, then that you're not paying attention. I'm not whining about it. I knew it going in. I'm not even unhappy about it. It's just sad, you know, in the sense that we could get better candidates if it wasn't so nasty, if more good people could run without fear of retribution, without fear of just being, you know, someone called me a drunk.
There's another one down the line.
Being run through the ringer.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm running around trying to find candidates to run for in races in Duval County, and it's impossible.
I laughed at the one comment someone made on Facebook. I was a drunk. I don't drink. So I'm like, dang. You know, I'll have a beer once or twice a year, but honestly, I don't finish it. So maybe I'm drunk on one beer every 18 months. I don't know. But I don't drink, so I thought that was funny. And just the nastiness of it, but I don't care. I was 100% okay with that.
Diana said that we don't have good representation because we don't have good representatives. When we do have good representatives, they can't get their voice heard because it's all about the money.
That is true.
It is very true.
If nothing else comes out of this, if that theme sticks and people recognize that, maybe we slowly inject some common sense back into government and you know, at some point, maybe the best candidate will win. And if nothing else, the media should respond, you know, ultimately. And I already told you once on this particular show, Bill, you were one of the few who, from the beginning, even though you were really honest with me, you said you have very little or no chance.
I did say that, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's true. But it's true. I mean, and we knew it. And, you know, and no one has much of a chance unless you're the chosen one. When somebody's stockpiled $5 million,
That's
amazing.
Well, if citizens vote for someone who stockpiled $5 million, they deserve exactly what they get.
Right.
They're going to get what they deserve because they're dumb enough to vote for someone like that.
Why would anyone in their right mind? Here's what we need to do. We need to have a group for the next election that all that group does is every day get a voice. Maybe this radio show. Maybe I'll open that up to someone for the next election. You walk in. You don't have to be affiliated with the show. You don't have to be affiliated with the station. But here's what you do. Every day or every few days, you come in on the station and you give us an update of how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions that a particular candidate has amassed.
You can't do that on a daily or weekly basis because you don't know until the financial reports are filed.
And every week.
So here's the other side of it.
No, they're not filed every week. They're filed quarterly to start with.
Right. But let me throw the other side of it. So the problem is you also will identify, and you probably see it on the radio, there are a lot of people who will run who really shouldn't. And I'm not, and maybe I'm one of them. You know, I hope not. Apparently we've made it through that system and we're vetted. But there are people out there who would run with psychological deficits that wouldn't make them good candidates. So there has to be some vetting. The whole time people were crying about us getting blocked out, and they were right. There's a reason that you can't put just anybody on broadcast television in a live debate and expect it to end well if you haven't vetted in some way. And I get that. I really understand it 100%. So I'm not going to defend anybody. But at some point in the process, you got to know these people are in. They're serious. Put them all on. Every one of them. Omega got the same treatment. She was blocked out of many things. We all did many. You know, everybody that was in that mayor's race did a lot of smaller events. We were out every day and every evening and every time we could. But for the most part, only two people's name were ever mentioned in the media.
I'm reading this. Yeah. I'm reading this from David. David's a listener and a regular contributor to the Facebook page where I'm speaking plainly. And he said, from the very first announcement by the local news media, the jig was up and the vote was cast because people want to vote for winners. And I know what he's saying there.
Right. No, I understand.
When the news agencies say Curry's going to just walk right in, there are thousands of people that will jump on board and vote for that ticket because they want to be able to stand around at the water cooler on Wednesday and somebody says, yeah, who'd you vote for? I voted for Curry. I knew he was going to win.
Well, you know, and they take and a credit lot of them, I can't tell you, and not just this race, but for over decades, I can't tell you how many times people will tell me, I really, really, really want this person to win, but I'm not going to vote for him. Why aren't you going to vote for him? It's the primary. Why won't you vote for him? Because he's not going to win. The other guy's going to win. So if I vote for the one I want,
I'm wasting my vote.
And right. I one at a time, one person at a time, I explain. This is your opportunity to cast your vote. This is your opportunity to say, this is how I want my country to run. This is how I want my city to run. This is your one chance to say, this is who I like. And if you vote for someone just because you think they're going to win, that's when you have truly wasted your vote.
And there was a lot of talk in this mayor's race that somehow numerically I could create a situation where someone bad ended up in there. And that
was nonsense.
It never existed.
Exactly.
All right, well, but unfortunately, we have come to the end of the
show. Really quick, let me say something. So I wish Mayor Curry...
20 seconds.
Mayor Curry the best of luck. And I really do hope he does a fantastic job. I love this city, and that's the most important thing. I really do wish the best for him. I think he has to clean house. I think he has to get rid of some people that are giving him the reputation that he's in a very dark place, and that he has to fix that. If he's a leader, he will.
All right. You've been listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. Jimmy Hill and Karen Morton joining me here tonight. We'll see you back here on Monday at 5 in the afternoon for The Last Word in Politics, which is actually the first opportunity of the week. I hope you'll join me there. And I'm not exactly sure what we're doing next week on I'm Speaking Plenty, but if you're here, you'll know when we know. We're going to take it off the air for tonight. Y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.